Before we hear from Austin about the importance and impact of being in a creative community, I wanted to personally invite you to be part of our new community. We have this exciting new space where church leaders, staff members, and Christian creatives like you can connect, learn, and grow. We're talking about a community that understands your passion for ministry, knows the challenges that come with it, and supports you every step of the way. I found it exhausting to keep up with all the Facebook groups I've joined over the years, most of which aren't very active, even with thousands of members. That's where Church Circle comes in. You can be part of 27 Facebook groups or one Church Circle. We launch on April 8th, and I can't wait for you to join. Just click the link in the description to join us and find out more about Church Circle. Now, back to the episode. Welcome back to the Church Circle podcast. This is episode 5 of the podcast that celebrates church creatives. And we are halfway through the season already, which I feel like I need a sound effect there with some sad noises, because although we've had such a good time, we've only got 5 episodes left. So we'll see how we go. But I've got another amazing guest this week, as we've had so many amazing guests over this season. And today's guest is none other than Austin Pluscott, all the way from Canvas Church in Florida. How are you doing, Austin?
Hey, doing well, man. Glad to be here.
So excited to have you. Me and Austin have known each other for a little while now, and we are good friends. Not just, you know, connected on Instagram, but we talk on FaceTime and we hang out, and we've kind of been building this, yeah, you know, creative relationship, should we say, for the last few years. And it's been really cool. But a lot of people don't know Austin, or don't have the privilege of knowing Austin. So maybe, Austin, just tell us a little about who you are, kind of where you're at right now, and I'd love to know more about you.
Kind of a wild story. I am the creative director here at Canvas Church. We're located in North Florida in a town called Alachua. It's a city of about 9,000 people, which is wild, and we are a church of over 2,000 people in a city of 9,000 people. And I've been the creative director here for nearly 8 years now, which is such a crazy thing to really try to wrap my head around it. It feels like it's been 2 years. You know, it's crazy to think that. But throughout that time, have experienced a ton of explosive growth and have really seen the church quadruple in size since my time on staff here. So it's just been continued growth, continued large projects that have continued to just come in throughout those 8 years, and the ability to just build a creative team and a creative community here within our creative department at Canvas Church. And that's super exciting. It's really one of the most rewarding things that I get to do. My hands are really on anything visual that comes out of Canvas Church. So that ranges from the visual side of production, including lighting, video, any sort of content that we create for any of our live environments, to social media, to the films that we produce, to any of the merchandising that we do, any print materials that we do, and then across all of our departments as well, along with all of the brand identity work and continued progression of the Canvas Church brand. I get to have my hands on all of that stuff and get to work with a ton of great creative people in the process. And it's really one of the most rewarding things ever. We're a regional church in the North Florida area, and we have 72 zip codes that actually attend Canvas Church. And so it's a large church in a small town, and that really makes us unique with a real regional influence. And it really is a unique environment to be in. We're 100% non-denominational. We're not connected with any sort of church planning network or any sort of denomination of any kind, but we are connected to a ton of great churches that have really helped us along the way and have really extended that community to us. And that has been a blessing. We really do stand on the shoulders of other churches that have connected with us and that we are connected to and that we draw inspiration from, and ultimately churches that we call friends. And so we, even though we're not a part of a denomination or any sort of network, we are a networking church. We are a church that is connected, and that's been really, really exciting. And that's been also one of the most rewarding parts of this job, is connecting with other creatives and other creative churches in our area and around the country and around the world. And it honestly has been such a ride, and I'm excited to continue it. We'll see where the years progress from here, and I'm excited and thankful and honored to be here today. So thanks for having me, man. It really is crazy that a friendship has grown out of out of our, you know, just Instagram conversations, and that it really has, we've found these commonalities between you and I, and we really are so, so similar, but we're separated by 5 time zones and an entire ocean. And it's really crazy that we live in a time where we can maintain a true friendship, not just a connection or a conversation, but we can maintain a friendship oceans apart and 5 hours apart. It really is wild. So I'm thankful for your friendship, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here today. I'm excited about it.
Of course. I mean, Austin plays it down a little bit, but you know, the impact that Canvas Church has, like he says, is, you know, it's a local church, but it, in terms of the look, the branding, the style, I can see the fingerprints of that in terms of inspiration across the country. And a lot of you will know Austin as the black and orange man. In fact, Austin, I wonder, do you know the hex code of the Canvas Church orange off by heart?
Yeah, FF6700.
There you go.
That has changed a little bit recently. Has changed by one click recently. It used to be... it used to be different, but now it's FF6700. So yes, I do.
There you go.
I'm a little embarrassed by that, but I guess I shouldn't be.
That shows dedication. But I think the reason I say it is because we've actually featured Austin before on multiple things at Pro Church Media. One of them being he launched a course, and the course was all about branding, and who better to kind of walk us through that when the style and the branding of Canvas Church is so... I mean, that's what a brand is, right? You see... not just the logo, but you see the visual identity, and you know exactly who it is just from a color, just from knowing a hex code. You can tell something about a church. That's really cool. But Austin's going to talk not kind of about branding today. We're actually going to talk a lot more about community and about fostering creativity within a community.
Yeah.
And Austin kind of let on a little bit there about you know, networking with churches, but we're going to kind of microscope that down a little bit and look more at creative teams. And as a creative, even if you're not in a team, how do you build community? So we're talking about it before the show started, about how you kind of went from the one man band to building a team and that are doing some really cool stuff in the church. So maybe just walk us a little bit through that, kind of how you got started in that. And then how do you go about building a team, especially when you're starting pretty much from scratch?
Yeah, it really is kind of a wild sequence of events. But when I came on staff, we were a church of about 500 people, which is already kind of crazy. At least it was back then for a church of that size to have a full-time creative person, a full-time creative staffer. I think we live in an age now where that's not as crazy. We understand now more how vital that is to the growth of a young church and establishing influence in the community and really building anticipation and building attraction around the mission and the vision of your church. But back then, 8 years ago, it was a bit more uncommon for a church of that size to bring somebody on to do creative work full time. And so I came on, we were staff of about 7 people, part-time and full-time people. We were still portable at the time. We were a portable church for 8 years, moved across several different venues and did the setup and tear down thing every single week. And I was privileged enough to see that in action for a full year of being on staff here. And I was able to experience that and be a part of that and understand really what church plants go through and really understand what it means to plant a church, and that it's not all beautiful all the time. There's a lot of pain, you know, that comes with growth, and a lot of pain that comes with starting anything new. You know, because there's so much learning that happens in the beginning. There's so many mistakes that can tend to happen, you know, in the beginning. And I would say it was just plowing. You know, it was a church that was committed to doing whatever it takes to continue to reach people, even when the circumstances weren't ideal, even when the locations weren't ideal. And I think because of that spirit and because that was forged in those moments, you know, in those portable years, I think that really has become a tenet of our faith, so to speak, or at least a core value of our culture, is that we honestly, in so many ways, still operate like a church plant. And I say that to say that we're very resourceful and we're committed to making things happen, even when circumstances aren't ideal. And I think that grit comes from those portable years. And so I'm thankful for it. I think it's really valuable and really important. But yeah, came on staff, really, really small staff in a small office. And over the years, I just had the opportunity to really understand what it means to lead. And I don't mean leading with a title. I mean leading by example. And I mean leading by showing up every day and believing it, even if nobody else does. Showing up every single day and believing that you can continue to get better, that you can learn new things, that your creativity is not fully realized, that it's not fully actualized yet, but that there's something better coming, and that you showing up every day helps to make that happen. You reaching the potential that God gave you is on you. God gave you your potential, but it's your responsibility to reach that potential. And so over the years, I think a willingness to just get up every day and try to get a little bit better has really helped us so much. And I think that has been instilled in our staff core values as well. But over the years, continued to just do two things that I believe have led to the creative department that we have now, that's made up of, depending on what season we're in, anywhere from 4 to 8 creative people, both in-house and outsourced, that are doing amazing creative work in all different disciplines of creativity, from film to print to social media to marketing to email to, you know, anything that you can think of that is visual. We have incredible creative people that are putting their hands on it, and they're coming to work every day, and they're also trying to get a little bit better every day. And I think that spirit is so important to what we do here at Canvas Church. But over the years, when it was just me, when it was really lonely, and it still is sometimes, but when it was really lonely, I was committed to doing two things. And I think this was a staff value that was taught to us really early on. But those two things were identify and include. Identify and include. And what that means is I was really committed early on to identifying people with creative potential. Not necessarily creative skills, but creative potential. Ira Glass said in this really famous piece called The Gap that you can look up, but he talks about how the most important thing about a creative person, any creative person who does any creative discipline, is taste. And so it was identifying people with taste early on. It was identifying people who maybe had the X factor, who maybe had what it took to do this full time, or to create art for the church and with a purpose that has purpose. And so identifying those people early on and then including them in our processes. And so sometimes those were attenders. Those were people who called Canvas home that weren't necessarily plugged in, that maybe were on the fringe. And sometimes those were just people in the community that were doing great work, that were really talented, creative people, and just fostering relationships with them over time. So identifying those people, number one, finding out who they are, building relationships with them, and then including them in the process. Anytime that they expressed any sort of interest in what we were doing, I said, why don't you come and see for yourself? Why don't you come and be a part of it? Why don't you come and put your hands on it? Even if I can't pay you, just come be a part of it. And as the work got better, as the work continued to get better, and we were sharing more of it, and it was better and better and better every single time. It was really, really was an iterative process, as it should be. As the work began to get better, the attraction began to grow, and more people wanted to get in and wanted to have their hands on projects and wanted to be a part of the process, even when it wasn't paid. Even when I said, I can't pay you for this, but I want you to be a part of this team. I want you to have some ownership in this, and I want you to reap the reward of being a part of such a purpose-filled project. And over time, when you do that enough, you build this natural community of creative people. You build this natural creative web, this network of creative people around you. And you know, as resources continued to increase, we were able to bring a lot of those people on and bring them in different ways, whether it was contracting them for projects or bringing them on part-time or bringing them on staff full-time. It really has been the most rewarding thing. But it all started with identifying those people either in our community or in our fellowship, and then including them in the creative process. And I would say those two things really have contributed to the growth of not only the church, because I really do believe that goes across every department within our church, but especially in the creative department, we have seen exponential growth, not only in our ability, but in number and in the number of people who want to be here, who want to be a part of this thing. And it really is an honor, and I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it for granted. But I believe those are the two things that created that result, and I'm thankful for it. And we are who we are today because of that.
That's huge. I think we had a very similar conversation with Ron earlier in the season, where it's very much not about, you know, whether they present themselves with the creative image, right? They're not rocking up with a flat white and a beanie on. Like, that's not the qualifications to be a creative, but it's actually, yeah, like you said, it's either it's the taste, or it's just even having the passion or showing some kind of interest. Yeah. And it's up to then the leader to develop that and instill that. And then, like you say, to then include, and then it becomes a community thing. And I think we so often talk about the production side of creativity, particularly within the church, like, look at this cool thing that we made and look at this, you know, this project that we worked on. But a lot of that comes out of having a positive and constructive community, right? And, you know, I think for creatives across the globe, across churches, one of the best things that you can do for your church is maybe take a step back from really just thinking about the production side of things, not literal production, but the production of creativity, and then think about, okay, well, how do I just foster creativity in a community? And Ron talked about this before, is, yeah, what about small groups? What about just hangouts? Like, what about things where you actually just get to know, right, people and sharpen each other in an environment there's no pressure to create something, but there's a, apart, yeah, from relationships. So really good points, really good thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to that. I think to your point of production, I think anybody can do it once. I think anybody can put together a super group, or you know, make an investment in creative people in your area, or pull together this team if you have the resources to do so. Anybody can put out a job listing and bring in the most talented people in the area. Anybody can do that. If you have the resources to do it, anybody can do it. But if you want to go the distance, and if you want to have longevity, it takes culture. It takes constructing, like, actual culture in and around your team. You can do it for a short amount of time without doing that. But if you really want to do it over a long period of time, if you want to make this a 3, 4, 5, 6 year project, if you really want to create something that lasts and build a team that can go the distance, it takes investment, and not just the work that you do, and not just in the people that you have, but in the culture of the team that you've created. It takes an investment in that as well. And so, you know, we think about the great teams, and maybe you can speak to a couple of different sports, but if you think about, like, the great American football teams, you know, I think about the Seattle Seahawks. It just kind of immediately, number one, because they're the team that I root for, but number two, because they're a team that created, especially if you think back, you know, 2012 to 2016, there was no team in the NFL with the caliber of culture that team had cultivated. And it started at the top. It started with the management, started with the front office, and it started with their coach, Pete Carroll, who was such a culture warrior and was so militant about the culture that they had created. And you could feel the unity. Like, you could feel this team wants the same thing. Everybody on this team wants the same thing and will do anything to make it happen. They will fall down for each other. They will sacrifice for one another. They will cry with each other. They will fight with each other. They will do whatever it takes to come to the same end goal. They will do whatever it takes to win. And that is what healthy team culture looks like. And in the church world, where you know, we hear about so much toxicity in and around not just our culture at large, but even in the church world, we hear these stories of toxic culture in and around the church. And we have to know, we have to understand that we can change that. Like, you can influence the culture of your team, and it just starts by showing up every day, willing to encourage other people, willing to acknowledge and realize that we're all fighting for the same thing, and then being willing to invest in the people on your team, even if you're not in charge. You don't have to be in charge to lead. you have to set the example to lead. That's all it takes is showing up every day, willing to set the example of what it looks like to lead and what it looks like to embody and carry the culture of your team and of your church. I call it being a culture carrier. Can you show up every day and be a culture carrier? If you do, and if those on your team are willing to do the same, you will build a culture and a team that is so unified that you can really grow and continue to do things that you never thought you could before. You'll work on projects that you never thought you could. You will take on responsibility that you never thought you could handle, and you'll produce work that's better than anything you ever thought was possible. But it all starts with creating culture and unifying the team that you have, and unifying, even if they're not paid, even if they're just people who are willing, like we talked about before. Culture is so, so, so important. And community, like we said, I just wanted to add to that, because so much of the time we think in the short term, we think in the immediate, we don't think about longevity, we don't think about staying planted. And there's the old like church phrase that we say a lot, where everyone overestimates what God will do in 1 year, but everyone also underestimates what God can do in 10. So you overestimate what God can do in 1 year, but you underestimate what God will do in 10. And that's so true. That's so true. And I can kind of be a testament to that nearly a decade into this thing, that it is true that if you will commit your hands to the plow, if you'll stay planted and you will just commit to being a culture carrier and commit to building other people around you with encouragement and with feedback and with real community, God will show up and he will help you build something that you never thought possible. And that's sort of my testimony with our creative team and with what we've been able to accomplish here.
That's good. There's so many things we can pick through on that, just in terms of in wisdom and good thoughts. I think you kind of summed up really well what it's like to carry culture within a creative team. But what about for creatives that, you know, maybe they are the one man show to start, maybe they're like not even connected right now to a local church,
yeah,
and maybe they just want to be part of a community, you know, like Pro Church Media, or want to be part of something wider.
Yeah.
How do we as creatives support those creatives, and how do creatives that are looking for something like that, how do they even go about kind of getting into that kind of thing?
Yeah, I pulled up a verse here that I think we could lead off with. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Even if one of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls down and has no one to help them up. And that's so practical, and that's so real. And it applies to those who don't literally work together as well. It applies to, we talk a lot about the capital C church. Well, let's make this new thing. Let's create this new thing. Let's call it capital C, like church creative community. You know,
yeah.
like that's a thing too. Because if you think about all of the innovation and growth throughout human history, right? We started with somebody who invented the wheel, and then, you know, throughout history, there's been technological advancement after technological advancement, and now we're splitting the atom and we're using stem cells to clone things, and we're doing all this crazy stuff. We're making energy from nothing. Like we're doing all this crazy stuff, but I bet the guy who invented the wheel never thought any of that was going to come after that. He was just worried about what he was working on at that moment in time. But we've stood on each other's shoulders throughout history, and we've continued to build on each other's work throughout history to create this thing that we now know. It hasn't been accomplished in one generation. It's been accomplished across hundreds and hundreds and thousands of generations. And that's so important to understand and realize, that we stand on each other's shoulders. We have the opportunity to stand on the shoulders of those who went before us and those who are around us. Like, we really, really do have the ability and the opportunity to help each other get better, to stand on each other's shoulders, to take from each other's work, to be inspired by one another and help build each other up. And I think that starts with a few things, and this applies to the church creative who doesn't currently have any community built in around them. Number one, you have to be secure enough to understand and realize that you need community, and you have to be secure enough to allow yourself to build community. So many people are stifled by comparison and are stifled by the imposter syndrome that we always talk about. This idea that somebody's going to find out that I don't know how to turn something into outlines on Illustrator, or I don't know how to merge layers inside of Photoshop. We're all so freaked out by the fact that someone eventually one day is going to find out that we don't know as much as everyone else thinks that we know, but really we're all the same. We are so much more similar than we are different, especially within this niche thing of creativity in and around the church. We are so similar, you guys. Even oceans apart, Ruben and I are the same person. We battle the same, many of the same things. We go through many of the same things. We work on many of the same projects. We encounter many of the same problems. And like I said, it's first understanding and realizing that you have to be secure enough to allow yourself to create community. I think that's number one, is really killing the imposter syndrome and killing the comparison thing, and understanding that you do have something to contribute and that others around you do want to create community with you. They do want to be in community with you. It's our natural human instinct to be connected with one another. And so I think it starts with that. And then number two is, I would say, look around you. Number two, look around you. Look at churches in and around your area. Even if there's a church up the road that has a high school kid who's making stuff in PowerPoint for his church, connect with that person. Connect with people around you who are like-minded and who are doing things that are similar to what you're doing. Like commit to that. Reach out to those people. Cold call those people and begin. Start small. Begin to build that community one person at a time. And I would say look around first. But in addition to that, we live in a time where we have all of humanity is at our fingertips because of the internet, because we're connected on a level that we never have been before in human history. We have the ability to build friendships and relationships and real community with one another, even when we're separated by oceans and time zones and thousands of miles. We have the ability to do that now like we never have before. And so I would say utilize that. Don't be afraid that you're going to send a DM to somebody that you look up to within the church community and that they're just going to snub you. It may happen, but you can't be paralyzed by that. It's worth reaching out to. I will tell you that some of the most rewarding relationships for me over the years have not been with people who have hundreds of thousands of followers. It's been the person who reaches out with a genuine concern, or comes up at a conference with a genuine question, or sets up a phone call just to introduce themselves and say, "Hey, I'm nobody." And say, "Well, you're not nobody. You are somebody." But they reach out and ask for, you know, a moment of your time, and just to ask some real genuine questions. I would say those have been the most rewarding relationships. It's with those who genuinely desire connection and genuinely desire help, and then having the ability to pour into that person and then realizing I have so much to learn from them. Those have been the relationships that have really given so much back to me. And they've resulted in real friendships. They don't just end at, it's not a client relationship. It truly becomes a friendship. And I'm still connected with so many of those people to this day who come through town and we grab coffee or we grab dinner, and we're able to connect on another level that started with a phone call or that started with a direct message on Instagram with a simple question. And I'm thankful for those people who had the boldness to either send that message or to respond to my messages when I did that, or respond to me when I sent them an email, or pick up the phone whenever I gave them a call. That's real community to me, and that's some of the most rewarding stuff that we have as both creatives and as followers of Jesus, is connecting with one another in community.
That's great. Yeah, it's so true. Like what we have here is not a replacement for local community. Like, you need people around you, but what we also have is the, like you said, like the ability to reach out to like-minded individuals across the globe. And you can get so much information and wisdom from people who are going through maybe the similar journey, but they're 10 years down the line, but they're thousands of miles away. There's so many people that I've learned from And, you know, through being on Instagram for various years, various number of years, like being able to just connect with them when I was, you know, just my little personal Instagram page, just messaging people like Dustin Cooper, who I don't know if he's listening, but, you know, Dustin Cooper, what a legend. He is a veteran of the church creative world. And I remember, like, you know, 2018, 2019, like messaging him and getting a response. And like what that does for a creative to be able to build relationships with people that are in some, maybe somewhere you want to be, or maybe they have information that you want to bring back to your local church, is huge. And that's what Pro Church Media has always been about. It's been about inspiring and building community. And that's the one thing I love about it. And one of the reasons I love being part of the community is because you get to learn from one another and connect with people. I've connected with so many people. This is what this podcast is about, connecting with people in different places and finding out about what makes them tick and what they've learned over their career. And so we've been kind of looking at how we refine that and help to just ultimately increase community and decrease noise. And so as the podcast has kind of been letting on over the last few months, as the name Church Circle, we've launched something called Church Circles. And Church Circle is a community for church creatives without the noise. So think it's kind of what Facebook groups were like, or Discord, but without algorithms, without advertisements, and it's a place and a platform solely so you as a church creative can connect with other church creatives. So we launched that this week, and I'm so excited about that. And you know, if you're listening now, maybe or in the future, further down the line, come and join us. I'm sure we'll be on there chatting. And it's such a great place to connect, because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't want Facebook. The only reason they have Facebook is because they're part of Facebook groups that they can talk to people and interact with people. And now, as we kind of move, I feel like as society moves further and further away from wanting to be on social media, there is an option for you as the church creator to connect with people without the pressure of having a social profile. So we're really excited about it. Go and check it out. It's churchcircles.com. Jump on there, connect to some people. It's free to join, and you can kind of see what it's all about. We'll have weekly hangouts on there. There'll be places and chats that you can dive in with experts on stuff. So if you want a specific, we have a specific question about production or video or whatever it may be, you'll be able to get the information there. So we're doing our best here at Pro Church Media to try and connect you without the noise and try and give you the information and the people that you need to help you walk in this creative journey. So hopefully you guys are excited, or as excited about that as I am. Like I said, go on to churchcircles.com, go and check it out. And we look forward to kind of seeing how this progresses. As I said, this is the first week. This is the first week of April. And we'll kind of see how this goes. And there'll be iterations as we move forward about how we can make it better. But that's the big thing. We're always trying to make the community better. So let us know once you log on what you guys think. And we look forward to kind of building this relationship. Both I will be on there, Austin will be on there, and a lot of the podcast members that have been on over the last few episodes or the future episodes, they'll be on there as well. So if you have questions about the podcast, there'll be a place to talk about that as well. And Austin, I don't know if you've got any thoughts on that, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old days of the internet, where all we had was message boards. You remember the message boards where you would check it, you know, once or twice a day, and you'd have these ongoing ongoing conversations with people who had funny usernames. And that was the early, you know, iteration of digital community. And it feels like we're going back to that in a refined way, in a healthy way, that a lot of the toxicity that social media breeds is being, like you said, it's being muted in this new environment. And I'm so, so excited about it, that we can focus on the things that matter and leave a lot of the other stuff behind. And it's a great alternative to doing that on social media alone. I think it's a healthier alternative, and ultimately it's a more focused alternative. And that's the thing that I'm excited about. Like, let's keep everything in one place, and let's focus on building up one another and having real constructive conversations where we're able to collect inspiration and bounce ideas off one another and share early iterations of our work. That's some of the stuff I'm the most excited about. How many of you work in an environment where you have nobody to show your work to? Who understands? You have people to show your work to. You show your work to your wife or your friend or send it to somebody on Instagram. But how many of you work in an environment where you don't have anyone to bounce your ideas off of who actually understand and realize what it takes to get there? I told this to Ruben earlier, and we were talking before the show, that I established a long time ago that my encouragement and affirmation can't come from the people who work on staff here. It can't come from the people who call Canvas Church home. It can't come from my immediate friends and family alone. All of those things are good, but there's something better about receiving feedback and encouragement and affirmation from somebody who actually understands what it took to create the thing that you created. There's something powerful about receiving feedback from your peers, being encouraged by your peers, receiving true affirmation from people who understand what it took to produce something. And I said this to him earlier, but I said, if Ruben gave me feedback on a project and my boss gave me feedback on a project, Ruben's encouragement and Ruben's feedback is going to mean more to me because he understands what it took to create whatever it is that I've created. He understands the hours and the intentionality and the amount of analysis that goes into creating something noteworthy. And I'm thankful for people like that in my life. And I believe that this arena, that this online platform, that Church Circle is going to do exactly that. It's going to provide a place where we can just commit to building each other up and picking each other up and encouraging one another and helping each other get better. And that's the thing that I'm most excited about it. I can't wait. It's going to be so, so good.
Yeah, very excited. And for those of you thinking, like, do I have to go online? Like, do I have to go into a web browser? We'll also have an app available as well. So you can download the app to your phone and open it just like any other social platform. But it has no noise. So you can have just that one thing on your home screen, whatever you want it to be. You tap on it, open it up, and you'll have your messages there. You'll be able to talk to people. So hopefully this is going to help you guys. I'm really excited about it. I think it will. I think it will reduce the noise. And it's just an exciting time for us as Pro Church Media. And thank you so much, Austin, for joining us. Like we said, he'll be on Church Circles. You guys can connect with him there. But if they want to follow you on Instagram or kind of get to know you a bit more, how can they do that?
Yeah. I would love to talk to you. I would love to build community with you. I'd love to talk about baseball or music or whatever you're into. Like, let's just build a relationship with one another. I'm committed to doing that. I have built time into my weekly schedule purely for that. I had to reevaluate that years ago, and it's something that I treasure now. Is I've built time into my schedule for investing in others and building relationships with others because I've understood how important that actually is. And so I'd love to meet you. I'd love to talk to you. You can send me a message on social media. My handle is @AustinPluscott. You can also find other ways to communicate with me there too. Send me an email. I'd love to talk with you, whether it's on the phone or just send me a DM, but I'd love to build a relationship with you and help you grow any way that I can, even if it's just through friendship. And I'm committed to that. I understand after all of these years of doing what I do, I understand that more now than ever, how important that actually is. So please reach out. I'd love to connect with you.
There we go. Well, thank you so much, Austin, for joining us. Some great nuggets of wisdom there. Be in community, listener and viewer. Find a place, find local community, and find a community with church creatives as well. And you can do that by going to churchcircle.com and finding out more there. But we're back next week with another episode, our sixth episode, as we draw this season to a close. Again, sad music, but we're very excited for our next guest. So thank you so much for joining us, Austin. Thank you guys for listening. If you liked this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or give us a thumbs up or a like or a comment on YouTube. This is where this will be as well. And share this with someone who may need to hear this, because we all need to be in community. So thanks again, and see you guys soon.